we present Peter Cook as Paul Temple and Marjorie Westbury as Steve in Paul Temple and the Lawrence Affair, a serial by Francis Durbridge. Paul Temple and the Lawrence Affair, Episode 1, The Little Things.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Temple. I didn't recognize you at first.
I expected the scarf. My word, it's windy this morning.
Have you been for a walk?
Yes, I've been down to the quay, almost as far as the lighthouse.
Oh, you must have felt energetic.
Yes. I'd like a packet of postcards, please, Mary, and some envelopes.
Yes, certainly.
I saw your brother, Bob, down at the quay. He's taking us out in the bay this afternoon.
Oh, good. Bob will be pleased. He's been wanting to meet Mr. Temple ever since you've been down here.
Yes, he's quite a salesman, that brother of yours.
Oh, Bob's no fool.
The hotel told me to make arrangements with an old boy named Salty, something or other. Your brother...
Oh, Salty West. Oh, it's a good job you didn't. He's a dear old soul, but he's never sober.
That's exactly what your brother said.
You'll be all right with Bob, Mrs. Temple. He's got a very nice boat. He'll look after you. It should be very pleasant this afternoon if the wind drops.
Does the wind ever drop in Dunbar?
Occasionally.
Then it rains.
Well, it's a heavenly spot anyway. I adore the harbour.
Oh, it's all right out of season, but don't come here in August. There. That'll be 1 and 7, Mrs. Temple, please.
Oh, thank you.
What made you choose Dunbar? We don't get many visitors this time of the year.
My husband's writing a book and he wanted somewhere quiet away from the telephone, so...
Excuse me.
Sharp day.
Yes.
I'd like some cigarettes, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, we don't sell cigarettes.
Oh, well...
You can get them across the street, opposite the Plough and Anchor.
Oh, thank you. Do you sell matches?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, across the street, you say?
Yes, there's a shop on the corner, opposite the hotel. You can't miss it.
Thank you. Sorry to have bothered.
Oh, that's all right.
Good day, now.
Good day. Well, he'll certainly know you again, Mrs. Temple.
He certainly will. Talk about staring. Have you seen him before, Mary?
No, never. But you know it's surprising the number of people who come in here for cigarettes. I said to Bob only the other week, if we could get a tobacco license and extend the back parlor.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hello, Steve. You're back early. I thought you were going for a walk.
I've been for a walk ages ago. Do you know what time it is?
No.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?